All right. If that can be stated that simply, then how on earth do we go along with all these terrific, long, drawn-out, complex processes that do this and do that? Well, all these processes do that to one degree or another, but some preclears are more covert than others. And some preclears have to be tapped at a lower level than others, and some have to be snuck up on. And so we get a big variety of processes. Well, let's take this process I was describing to you a little earlier. We called humorously swizzle stick processing. That's for the preclear who just sits there and stirs it round and round and round. He just isn't going to get any place. He isn't seeing anything in particular and so forth. He believes at the most, maybe, that there was one person in the world who really wanted him to live. He believed that. There was just one person in the world who wanted him to live. And he believes maybe that person's now gone or something of the sort. And now he believes his chances of survival are just practically zero. I mean, they're just horrible. He might have money. He might have all kinds of chances. He might be in a good profession. But the future is more than he can bear. What do you mean, future's more than he can bear? That means he hasn't got a good opportunity for survival. That's the first thing we mean right there. So we want to improve this consideration, so we're going to ask him who'd he want to have survive and who wanted him to survive, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until we've actually improved his consideration about people's opinion toward him on the subject of survival. You say, well, what if truth enters in here? The fact they didn't want him to survive, and so forth. Yeah, there's much truth in it. Truth doesn't drift in that direction. Do you know when people really stop wanting others to survive, or when they really want to kill somebody else? When they've been unable to help them. That's the third dynamic. You can't help somebody, and this person just refuses to be helped. It's like the auditor with the preclear. This auditor is perfectly willing to make this preclear into good shape and go along and process him and work hard and so forth. But one fine day, the preclear says, no change and nothing's happened and so forth. Well, shortly after that, you'll see this auditor with regard to that preclear. Oh, that dog, that bum. I mean, he's a bum. Where would be better off if he did go over and jump off a bridge and that sort of thing. Your third dynamic is set up actually on the single basis of health. It is. That's the only thing that keeps it connected together. If you can go into an insane asylum and find some psycho, put him on an E-meter, and discover what is left that he can help, and then fix him up so he can help it, he'll get unpsychoed quick. All right, that's what holds the third dynamic together, helping. That keeps coming up as a flash answer to almost any time you ask him.